Now, when we've learned to pray, and that means praise, thanksgiving, intercession, worship, the whole of the priestly ministry, then we're qualified to start ruling, you understand? But those who don't learn the priestly ministry never qualify to be kings. They're potential kings, but it's never developed. Now, I want to turn to a picture of this combined ministry of king and priest in Psalm 110, which is what they call a messianic psalm. In other words, it's a prediction of Jesus as the Messiah. And I think the opening two verses, or the opening verse, are quoted more often in the New Testament than any other passage from the Old Testament. I want to deal, first of all, with the two first verses. Now, we have Christ's own application of the first verse. The Lord said to my Lord, remember it's David who's writing, it's a psalm of David. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Now David challenged the Pharisees and he said, who is the Messiah? They said, he's David's son, which of course is orthodox. Then they said, Jesus said, if he's the son of David, how does David in the spirit call him Lord? And he said, the Lord said to my Lord. So we know the first, the Lord, is God the Father. My Lord, when spoken by David, is the Messiah. So God the Father said to the Messiah after his death, resurrection, and ascension, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Some years back, Ruth and I were briefly in the city of Cairo in Egypt. We went to the museum there, which I'm prepared to say I only wanted to visit once. But we saw some of the footstools of the Egyptian kings. And the interesting thing was, painted on them were the faces of their enemies. So you make your enemies your footstools. See, that's a Middle East concept. So the Lord said to Jesus, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Now we move on to verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Now Zion is the meeting place of all God's redeemed people. Keep your finger in Psalm 110. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Those of you that have been here in these sessions, you've learned to find where Hebrews is. Hebrews chapter 12. You see, when you're on the priestly ministry, Hebrews is the main source. Hebrews 12, beginning at verse 2 and reading through verse 24. Now, this is addressed to believers in Jesus. And the writer of Hebrews says, but you have come to Mount Zion. Notice the tense. Not when you die you will get to Mount Zion, but you have now come to Mount Zion. Not in your physical body, but in your spiritual relationship. So those of us to whom those words apply have two locations. In the physical body, we're sitting in the Assembly of God in Tauranga. Praise God for the comfortable benches. But if we understand our position in Christ, in the Spirit, we have come to Mount Zion. And it's not the Mount Zion on the east side of on the south side of Jerusalem, but it's the heavenly Zion, because the next part of the verse says, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Those are our headquarters, brothers and sisters. Our headquarters are where our head is. No, it's 12:22. Yes. Why did I say it wrong? Did I? Sorry. Excuse me for forgiving you. The reference is Hebrews 12, 22. I thought I said 22, but maybe I swallowed the 20. All right. Are you with me now? I saw that your usually intelligent faces weren't looking quite so bright, but I didn't know what the problem was.